podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 112. Today we're going to talk about the 3-2 offense. Offense, not the offense, defense. 3-2 defense. That won't be edited out either because my editor is fired. Not really. I don't have an editor. So
you would fire yourself.
I'd fire myself at this point. Before we jump in, I'd like to do a big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the best shooting machine on the market. Easiest to done. I think my record is 18 seconds. I think I've said that before, setting it up in like 18 seconds.
It's amazing.
So it's easy to take up, down. It's the COVID machine. You need to get one. Mention High School Hoops and Coach Unplugged. You get $350 off. Then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You haven't seen my roadmap. Like I did a coaching roadmap. I'm so proud of it. I'll send it to you.
Well, I wish I had those type of times in my hand. I have two children at home, and I'm trying to figure out my life right now.
I know. I did a preseason, in-season, out-of-season checklist. It's like 15 pages. It's awesome. But anyway, go over and check out teachhoops.com.
I'm so proud of you that you're utilizing your time wisely.
I'm not. I'm feeling like I didn't, but I think I did. I mean, I got enough podcasts for Coach Unplugged to last me like 4 months, five months.
That's awesome.
No, the problem is these coaches were on in like – April, and they're emailing me like, are you going to use my podcast? It's like, yes, I'm just going in order. So I did so many.
Well, that's good.
Like, I said, you got to remember, I'm putting 7 out a week. So it's like, it's going to take some time, but you'll get there. Trust me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So 3-2. What are we talking about with the 3-2 today? Advantages?
Yeah. Like the why.
The why. Okay.
And so forth. My thing always with the 3-2, I always think the 3-2 is a zone that often teams don't run, and it gets teams off guard usually because they don't
see it. It's weird because there's so many stunts out of the initial, but then when it gets below the free throw, when it gets low, it looks like a 2-3 again.
Right.
So I think that's an advantage that not a lot of people – the tweaks on it when you run it well is really good and kind of similar.
Yeah, I 3-2 is my favorite zone for so many reasons. You know,
the high post is gone.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it's as big a deal as it used to be because I don't know if people are running 3-3s a high post like they used to.
I don't think a lot of people are high post shooters either. You know, it's either the 3 or the layup. So so I like that it can be used to slow down a game, but it also can be used to increase the game if you use trapping. So it's very flexible. The other thing I like that it fits well with many other zone presses, especially with a 2-back front.
Oh, I do like that. Yeah, I didn't even think about that one. You're right. So
especially at your freshman, younger levels to take a – and you can really do a lot with it from going from a 2-2-1 or a 2-1-2 zone pressure or a 1-2-2. You can do a lot of full court zone pressure into the 3-2, which I like. So it's very easy to mold in from the full court pressure into the half court. And I also think that you're in a better position for rebounding in the 3-2 zone.
Oh, you are a better – yeah, yeah. And I like that you can send that guy, you can send that top person, you can do it different ways where they become the middle of the back, they can have them stay up top. I mean, there's so many different –
you're talking your point player?
Yeah, the point, the one.
Yeah, there's different ways you can – that's what I like too is like a lot. Most of your variation really comes out of that middleman. And it could be a quick middleman or a big middleman depending on what you want to do with it, who you're using. So I love that.
So a disadvantage is it's harder to teach, I think.
It is.
Especially if you do some of those stunts.
Yep.
Because there can be some gaps when that, like, and who do you put on top? Do you put a little guy? Because if you put a little guy, then all of a sudden he can be in the, you know. I think that's one of the bigger disadvantages for me is like, who do you put in that? In
I
the
think
top
when
of
you
3-2?
Talk about that middle guy, it's really about teaching your two bottom guys to be able to rotate and support him. because you can have a little guy in that middle that's quick if you have two big guys that are willing to move continuously as the ball is moving. A lot of times, though, in the 3-2, you'll have two slower guys on the bottom, and then that's where that opens up and creates problems.
Right.
I think if you're slow off the dribble, I think you can have some problems in the 3-2, especially baseline.
Because they can make that turn, and then all of a sudden you don't have the have the defense there to help you. I agree.
The other thing is too is that somebody that I used to run this exclusively. The way that good teams would beat us is pinning the corner. So they would send a reversal from a skip pass. They'd like to pin the bottom of that zone, and we get ourselves in trouble a lot of the time.
And a pin can work against a 2-3 too. We didn't mention that last week, but that can work there too.
For sure.
So why is it your favorite?
I like the variations of trapping high and low. And I like that you can be able to take full court pressure and transfer into a zone very easily.
Yeah. Those would be the two big ones for me. I think it's got the least amount of disadvantages of the three that we're talking about over the 3 weeks.
I agree, because I still feel like it has some ability of both zones, but it covers the court better than a 1-3-1.
Right, and I think the 3-2 is really fed into the game that we're playing now.
Yes,
that's why I said that. It's like
players, those three players out in the perimeter area.
Right, that's where the 2-3 was more.
Yeah, a good defense. I really want kids to be taking that corner three or that short corner jump shot, because that's a difficult shot. They often say that the short corner jump shot is the hardest shot in basketball. So I'll let them shoot that all day.
Right, I agree. All right, Coach, you don't have the – what do we call it at the end of the podcast?
A full timeout. I just don't I
hey,
think
what, so I'll ask a full timeout.
Okay.
What do you think the chances are for the Bucks next year?
To keep Giannis?
Yes. Well, that's the only question that matters. Good.
I don't know. I think I've been watching the games, and it makes me nervous because I don't know if they're going to make it to the finals.
Right. I think if they don't make it to the finals, they lose him.
I do too. I don't think he's just
he's so good.
He is so good, and he's just so marketable too. You know, he's just he's global. He's a freak.
We're giving him Wisconsin. I'm gonna offer Governor Evers. We're just gonna give Giannis Wisconsin.
I think he truly loves playing here. I think he's committed here. But I don't know.
We have new owners that will pay him, I think.
I think so too.
And does the global thing matter as much as it used to? I don't know if it does.
I don't know either. I think
if you're in LA or New York, it used to be you had to be in one of those. I don't think that's the case anymore.
I don't think so either, but I also think that Giannis, in my opinion, for anybody that watches basketball, he just has a really good demeanor on him. I think he's well-liked. He's a great role model. He's great for our community in Milwaukee. Having somebody at that caliber for kids to look up to, during the whole Black Lives Matter, he was on the streets protesting with other players. He's not superly outspoken. He's just a great person. I love that he plays hard. He's constantly, it's those kind of players. You just want to build a whole community around. And
he needs to start getting the LeBron Michael calls. That's what I'm going to leave it with. He doesn't get those calls, and he needs to. And people need to just quit flopping on him, or he's going to get hurt. So stop it.
I know. Out of all those players, Giannis doesn't get the calls like LeBron and Michael did. Giannis
is a two-time MVP. Come on.
Defensive player of the year this year.
I know. All right. Until next week.
Until next week.
Oops. I got to pause it.
Hey, Coach, nothing better than sitting in an empty gym, nice and quiet. I hope you enjoyed the video. Let me know how I can help in any way. My contact stuff will be down below. Make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a thumbs up. We love those. If you want to take your coaching to the next level, 30 years plus experiences, a bunch of state championships, let me help you do that over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.